Hello, 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 everyone. How are you? Hope you're having a fantastic, fantastic day, and may peace be upon you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for me for joining my show today with me, your host, Dr. Izdihar Jamil on Yes, I Can. Today, we are celebrating the speakers from the Woman Who Leads Summit. Darling, say hello. The waving. And so I just wanted to acknowledge and welcome Michelle, Sarah, Amy, Deb, Monica, Jen. Because on her thing, it says GPS for dental. So I'm just going to be like Jen and Amber here. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Congratulations for completing and giving an absolutely mega talk on the Woman Who Leads Summit. Come off mute and just kind of say woot woot. Come on mute and say woot woot. That is fantastic. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And today I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Michelle Mehta here, who's going to be, we're just going to be jamming it up together with the ladies today. So first off, I'm going to start off with, we have something really special today. The ladies are going to be share what it means to be a great leader, the best leader, a better leader. Kind of having the theme of trailblazers and outliers based on the talk yesterday on what each and every one of us have had to go through, because we had to walk a path that are lonely, that nobody has walked before, or it's a little bit scary. And also because leadership is in all-time bankruptcy at the moment. There is very, very, very little trust with people, with the leaders. So I wanted to bring it back, what it means, what truly means it is to be a leader that can not only take care of people, but also take care of themselves. So first up, I'm just gonna go and quickly introduce each and every one of the speakers here. We'll start off with Michelle Mehta. Michelle, come and say hello and quickly introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Michelle Mehta. I'm a TEDx speaker, a confidence expert, and a three-time international best-selling author. And I'm so grateful to be here today. Thank you so much for the wonderful opportunity.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle's going to be co-hosting it with me today because I do have Baby Munchkin with me. He may make his appearance, he may not. So Michelle is here to kind of like take care of each and every one of you and help you have the best experience with us. So next up, we have the fabulous Sarah. Come and say hello.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Ruda. I'm a two-time international best-selling author. I'm also a paramedic and nurse. I focus on motivational and confidence coaching and motivational speaking. I'm so excited to be here. And these ladies are amazing.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And what Sarah specializes is outdoor activities. She loves the outdoor, taking building confidence and setting small goals in the outdoors. Welcome, Sarah. And next I have the beautiful Amy McNally, who comes all the way from Hawaii. Amy, come and say hello.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Amy McNally. I'm a money and business coach for female entrepreneurs, and my absolute passion is helping you make more money in your business. So I take you through a couple different strategies and things, both energetically and strategically, to really just get the money flowing into you. So that is what I love to do, and I'm so excited to be here today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Amy. And towards the end, Amy has created a very, very, very special session for each and every one of us. Tap into the money flow and money abundance. And Amy lives in Hawaii in a beautiful farm. And yes, darling, I have personally invited myself over to her place.
Come on over.
Thank you. And next, I want to introduce Deb Brossman, who is an artist, a poet. She'll be reading her poem, her beautiful poem, that when my grandma Mommy passed away was the thing that soothed my heart, because Mommy was gone. And I was like, you know, when you lose someone that you love the most in the world, it was really hard. So Deb, come and say hello, darling.
Hello, everyone, and hi. So my name is Deb Rossman. I am also, thanks to Izdihar, a international number one best-selling author of It Is Done, and of course, also a
promoting my book, which speaks to my passion. And the book is The Grieving Heart, about loss, hope, and living. And the emphasis is on living. My passion is to help foster within each of us the ability to self-soothe, to embrace that uncomfortable process for the purpose of working through it. And I think the entire world is grieving right now.
Beautiful.
So let's shine a light and show the way.
Absolutely. Thank you, darling. And the next up is my gorgeous friend. She used to be a mascot in high school, but more important, she's a mom and she is a cancer survivor. So it takes a lot for her to be here today. You know, I get this goosebump whenever I remember her story. So Monica, darling, come and say hello.
Hi, you guys. It's so awesome to be here with all of you wonderful ladies, especially in positions of leadership, because we have an opportunity to lead the way. My name is Monica Bloom. I am the creator of Hey Monica B, and that's I'm an Ayurvedic teacher. And so Ayurveda is the science of life, and it's a sister science to yoga. So we use mind, body, spirit to use our authenticity to live the best life possible. And where I used that most was when I was burning out in corporate. I had a 3-hour daily commute. I had a little toddler and I thought, this is crazy, but I know Ayurveda and I know my tools. And so I'm bringing this into my team. I'm bringing this into myself as a leader. And that's where I really used Ayurveda the most. So those are the people that I'm helping, are the people that are budding leaders and business owners and people that want to change the world just by being who they are. So that's me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. I do have a book also. It's called, I'm a 2-time author, and my little book right here, this is the latest one, Ayurveda for Life. It's a little sweet little book that will give you the daily stuff that I used in corporate.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Monica. And next up, we're going to go to Jan Kirkham. And yes, she, thank God she changed her name, because I want to make sure that I acknowledge that. And Jan lives all the way to in New York. And she is the CEO of a highly company that is fighting for people's lives through Airway. So Jen, come and say hello and quickly introduce yourself.
Thank you so very much. So honored to be here amongst all of you women leaders. Very humbled, actually. I'm the chief operating officer of a medical device company that is on a mission to bridge medicine and dentistry. That there's currently a silo effect in our health and wellness. And we are bridging that gap through a medical device and through education and training through dentists and physicians and how to bring people together. I've kind of fallen into teaching leadership and teaching organizational development because of my role. I'm leading a group of men in a long transitioned, a long time transitioning into a woman-led movement. And so there's a very interesting dynamic. So I really learned how to hone in a feminine energy to the leadership and even bringing that out in the men that I work with. So I glean from all of your expertise and so honored to be here.
Thank you so much, Jen. What an incredible pathway to create. And last, we're going to go all the way up north to Canada. She was just here in California. That's where she got the suntan. So Amber, darling, come and say hello.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's such an honor to be here with you, Istar. Thank you always for bringing such fantastic human beings together. I am a business strategist, coach, consultant, speaker. Again, thanks to Starhart, international bestselling author and podcaster. So my podcast, What Would Amber Do, is in its third season. I'm originally from New Zealand, and Canada has been home for most of my life. My commitment is really that people are never stuck in life, that they get to live a completely created life of their own design based on what they authentically want. And it's important to me that people really get that leadership is not a title. It's not about hierarchy. It's really about ways of being and acting, and that everyone is a leader in their own life.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Amber. So now I'm going to ask my co-host, Michelle, to kind of take the next part to take care of you, ladies. She's got a few things that she wanted to hone in and discuss with you. And leadership is so important today, that we, whether we like it or not, whether we want it or not, we are leaders, whether in our lives, in our family home, in the people around us, in the children, in the school, in the community. So Michelle, take it over, darling. And it's kind of like, to ask these ladies their wisdom in leadership.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much once again. And it's such an honor to be with you, such amazing, beautiful human beings and wonderful leaders. So I'm going to go ahead and just ask a couple questions. We're just going to round robin it. So my first question is, what are the characteristics of a leader to build a business? What are the characteristics of a leader to build a business? I'm going to go with Sarah. Sarah, what is your answer?
Ooh, I feel like I'm put on the spot here. Oh, gotta fix my hair. So I think some of the biggest characteristics that you really need is being an empath. You really need to know how to read your people and what they need, because you can't lead. And another thing is you can't lead unless you're willing to do what you are asking them to do, right? So I think those are some of the biggest parts, is being able to know the needs of the people you are there to help, genuinely wanting to help them, and not asking anybody to do something that you aren't willing to do yourself. You know, to be a good leader, you need to be a good follower as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
Amy, what is your characteristic of being a leader to build a business?
The immediate thing that came to me when you asked that question was bravery and courage, because it takes insane bravery to go first, to be the leader, to pave the way, to do things that other people aren't doing. That's not easy. It's not easy at all. And a lot of times we don't have people, you know, encouraging us to do that. So it's really like this energy from within of like, I believe in myself and my mission and my vision enough that I'm going to be brave and courageous to keep moving forward one step at a time.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Deb, what is your characteristic?
Well, for me, it's the three C's: calm, compassion, composure. I've been privileged to work for a couple of international high octane energy sector corporations, and have had the absolute joy to work with a couple of different leaders who embrace those qualities: calm, compassion, and composure.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And Monica, are you ready to answer this question?
Yeah, I am ready to answer this question. So my favorite part of being a leader to grow a business is to keep the people close to the goals, to keep them close to their own visions, to ask them what they really want to be creating, whether it was a recruiter or a salesperson or my boss, the president of the company. I needed to find out where they wanted to go. And my job was to get them there as fast as possible and make sure that they could believe in their minds that they could do it. And for me, it was most fun and the most rewarding and most business building, because then everybody was doing their thing.
Perfect. Thank you. And Jen, what is your characteristic that you think would be needed to build a business?
Yeah, understanding your non-negotiables.
Yes.
Hands down. Like, what are we really up to? And have the courage. I love how you said that, Amy, of having the courage to lead from behind, to let everyone maximize their own capabilities, and all focusing on those A points and B points of getting there to the next stage.
Perfect. Thank you. And Amber, what is your characteristic of building a business in terms of leadership?
There are two words that come to mind, and I think they're kind of in linked. And those words are integrity and authenticity. You know, I believe that integrity isn't about morality. Integrity is about workability. When things are in integrity, they work. And if the purpose of a human being is to create, and we create through language, then we must have integrity with our word to ourselves and to other people, so that our word has power in the world, and then we can actually create the things that we say. And inside of that, I think authenticity, for me, one of the biggest things is like and being able to be really real and vulnerable. And I think it's hard, especially a strong woman. You know, I've been a single mom. You know, up until recently, I had some hidden beliefs around like having to do everything myself and asking for help. But really, like I'm in a journey into partnership in 2022. And so the more we can be authentic and share with whoever it is on our journey about what we're dealing with, what we're bumping up against, asking for help, then we keep the energy flowing.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And Isdahar, what about you?
I was just about to ask a question and I forgot that I do have to answer. I think one characteristic that people want to have that I feel that is missing is the fact that they're scared to be themselves. They think they have to be someone else, or like, you know, they have to look a certain way, but it is actually not. And also to be unapologetic about your vision, your dreams, the people you want to work with, how you want to work with, what lights you up the most. Because oftentimes we're like, oh, I'm so sorry about this, I'm so sorry about this, but be unapologetic about it, but also have compassion to other people. So I'm just going to cheer for myself on my answer. There we go. And I want to ask a question that Jen kind of brought up very quickly. What is your one non-negotiable? So what is your one non-negotiable as a leader? So I'm going to come from, you know, the other way around. I'm going to start with Amber, darling. So what is your one non-negotiable?
Wait, let me answer my own question first.
Yeah, what is your own question, darling? What's one characteristic?
Yes, I think for me, what has worked in me is not worrying about what other people think, being fearless, period. Because sometimes we get so caught on with the societal values about us that we forget to ask ourselves, what is it that we want? And so going back into what is that you want and standing true to that power of everything that you've just said. So that is my answer to my own question. Izzy, now you can go piggyback. Thank you.
Fabulous, darling. Amber, what is your one non-negotiable really quickly as a leader?
Yeah, my one non-negotiable is people. One of the core values of my business is people matter and relationships matter. And so that comes first in everything. And I think it's you can create a great business. This outdated model of like, it's not personal and it's business, and there's some dissociation between the personal and the professional. It's like, no, we're all just people having an experience in life. So people, you don't mess with caring for and taking care of people.
Beautiful, taking care of people, which is part of the Ayurvedic principles. So Monica, darling, what is your one non-negotiable as a leader?
Oh, this is going to throw everybody off. Me first is something I always say. And so I start every day with my morning run and I do my breath work and I do my meditation. Those are my three, because if this isn't good, nothing else I do is going to be good. And people get it backwards. And so they flip it around and they go giving and giving and giving and giving, but this is falling apart and they're crabby, they're kids when they come home. And I've done that. So for me, my non-negotiable is like me first. If I don't do my little short little morning routine, I'm toast and useless as a leader.
Absolutely. Spot on, me first. And Sarah, what is your one non-negotiable as a leader?
Oh, me? Okay.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I am totally with Monica on that, because you can't take care of others unless you take care of yourself. That has always been one of my biggest points that I've been saying for a long, long time. One of my non-negotiables is if someone asks me to do something or, you know, act a certain way that is not me. And I'm sure you can tell by now, I'm very outgoing. I've got the red hair. I got a skull in the background. You know, I have a very specific style. And because of that, I've been able to help people. I can branch out and do a lot of different stuff, but if they start trying to push past what the original plan was, and it's not going to be beneficial, then I try and reel them back in to show them what our original goal was. Because you can't let other people distract you. You know, you're the coach, you're the leader for a reason. You know, they came to you because they want what you have. And so sometimes you're like, oh, well, let's do this or let's do that. Or, you know, the way we're doing this isn't very good. There's a process. Yes. And so sometimes people want to push
us on the puck, right? So keep your eye on the puck, keep your eye on the prize, keep your eye on the ball. Or in your case, Sarah, keep your eye on the ball over there. That's a ball, right? Or is it a cat?
Yeah,
a ball,
that's actually our wedding sign-in.
Absolutely awesome. So Michelle, darling, what is your one non-negotiable?
My one non-negotiable is, I would have to agree with Monica, me first, and share your goals with the people that will inspire you and motivate you. Do not share with people who don't understand a thing about you.
Beautiful. Thank you, so Amy, darling, what is your one non-negotiable?
So Monica had the right answer. I was going to say prioritize yourself, but since everybody is saying that, I'll give you another one. And that is having support. And so whether that means, you know, having your own coach, your own mentor, it is so important for us to be held and supported and mentored. And, you know, if the reality is, if there are goals and things that we want to achieve that we haven't yet got to, like, we deserve to have support to help us get there. So I'll go with that one.
Beautiful, Amy, because it takes a lot to lead, right? It takes a lot of energy to lead, to take care of not only yourself, but the people around you, their vision, their dreams, their responsibilities, their families. It takes a lot. So without the support, again, we're going to go bankrupt, aren't we, darling?
Absolutely.
So, we got even the same word together. There we go. Like, so I'm straight ahead. So, Deb, what is your one non-negotiable?
For me, it would be a safe, non-toxic environment.
Absolutely.
And I've come to a point where I believe that because I do prioritize myself first and my feelings first, that I'm drawn to, and others like yourself are drawn to me, because there's we see what the toxic environment has done and what it produces. And so my non-negotiable is to affiliate with any person, organization, or thing that even hints at that.
Beautiful. So safety, because when you feel safe, secured, and loved, it gives you the wings to do whatever that you want to do. That is beautiful, Deb. So Jen, what is your one non-negotiable that you talked about earlier?
After we take Monica's first step of putting self first, then it's imperative that everyone on the team in the business has a voice measure of impact of some kind and knows clearly what success looks like, so that everyone feels those sense of rewards, those sense of winning. And that way you don't have to use motivation. It self-generates.
Beautiful. So having kind of like a clarity that their voice matters, right? And sense of reward, because your success, Jen, may look different from mine, even though we're both moms, but the way we kind of measure success is different, and success is actually personal. So like having that personal success measurement plus the theme that we're a part of is the beauty that what true leader should do in celebrating each other's personal goals as well as the team's. And for me, my non-negotiable would be my spirituality, like my prayers. I always start with a prayer, connection to the divine, connection to God, whoever the higher power is, because, like, you know, when things get tough, the only person that can make things happen, open the doors, increase the sustenance, whatever it is the owner of my soul. So I'm like, God, head on the ground, just help me. Help me with this, just help me. So that is one of my non-negotiable. And we have come beautifully to the intermission section, because we talked about what are the characteristics of the leaders? What is a non-negotiable as a leader and as a follower? Whether you're a leader, a follower, or whoever you are, it applies. Being the self first, the courage, the celebrating each other's success. So Deb, darling, let's kind of like, being a leader takes a lot on the heart. It takes a lot on the heart, because at the times when you're grieving, at the times when you don't feel like it, at the times when you're hurting, at times you still have to show up even if you don't want to. And Deb is going to read a beautiful poem from her book, The Grieving Heart. As I mentioned earlier, like when my grandma mom and someone who I love most in the world passed away. She is my life force. I see her as a legend. I am a granddaughter of a legend. Passed away. It just hurts, especially when I haven't seen her for years because of COVID. So Deb, come and soothe my heart. Come and soothe our heart with your beautiful poem, I Am Not Gone.
Oh, my goodness. What a glorious, sweet, lovely, kind introduction. I am God smacked, as it were. That said, there's also in this book is Tahar about losing that parent type figure, that anchor, and that piece is in the book that you have called Adrift. So we are going to go with soothing Izzy's wounded heart with these words. I am not gone. Even though my body gave out and I'm no longer around, I'm not gone. For you, my child, who is still so young, I pray you'll never feel that I abandoned you or that you are all alone. I am not gone. It is not just your memories of me that will keep me alive. Although thinking about how much I love you and how proud I am of you is good, there are other forces, factors, helpers that will be there for you when you need me. I'm not gone. They will constantly come and go from your life, for there can never be another me. But be there for you, they will be. Coworkers, friends, relatives, and many more, providing you with comfort, advice, and care. So while it is true I've left this realm, I'm still watching over you, and with my helpers, my agents, if you will, I am still there to guide you and advise you. I am not gone. When you miss me, just stand silently and listen to my voice beating inside you. My voice sings in the wind and will resound in others too, my helpers. For Izzy, I am not gone. And this is what my book does. And Izzy, go and shed those tears, because my philosophy is, yes, it is embracing a very uncomfortable process. And this is still very, very fresh for Izzy. And the thing is, though, is I also am a firm believer that tears are the pressure valve to the soul, and they will bring relief. And you are so loved, my friend. You are so loved.
Thank you so much, Deb. Clearly, darlings, wear waterproof mascara at all time, okay? Because this is what being a leader is about. Michelle has the final question for you before we wrap up the session. So Michelle, let's take the ladies home.
Yes. And Deb, your poem was just so beautiful. It even brought tears in my eyes, as well as I'm also grieving the loss of my grandmother that is going to be finishing a year in a month. So thank you so much for that beautiful poem. And I think it was just timely stated. My next question to everybody is, we've talked about trust being the lowest factor in this world right now. And we've talked about leadership being bankrupt. So what kind of people or what kind of leader do you want to work with or that you want to trust with when it comes to leadership? So question, what kind of leader do you want to work with when it comes to trust and leadership? And I'm going to call upon Deb for this one.
Well, I'm going to go with an answer to an earlier question with regard to leadership quality. So I'm drawn to someone at the helm who can remain calm, someone who is always compassionate and someone who does have composure in particularly stressful situations. And composure means a lot of things. And so it's not about just always having the perfect hair or the perfect look or the perfect face. It's being human. It's showing your emotion, possibly even wearing your heart on your sleeve. But it's the composure, the kind I'm talking about is to never respond with anger or negativity or to point fingers of blame. And I will name drop here. I had worked at JP Morgan Investment Bank in New York City, and Jamie Dimon is still at the helm of that ship. And I witnessed tremendous, all of these qualities in that particular world leader. And so he set the bar pretty high. That's what I expect.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Monica, what type of a leader do you think you want to work with when it comes to trust?
Somebody who makes me feel safe. So safety for a lot of different reasons, because it allows me to take risks and know that I'm not going to get in trouble, which allows me to expand my full expression into the work that I'm doing. I feel safe to, share my ideas. Like I said, make mistakes. I feel safe that nothing bad's going to happen, even if I go a little sideways or something. And so that for me is hugely important so that I can actually flourish and grow. Because not everything we do is going to be perfect. But if somebody makes you feel safe, it's the best place to play in and grow.
Perfect. Thank you. And Jen, what about you?
I want to work with a leader. Well, let's think about what financially happens like when you go bankrupt, right? It's an overextension of credit, something that can't support your needs of some kind. And that's the point. When you start playing to win versus playing to not lose. So I want to be the leader and work with leaders that have the mindset that we're playing to win. We're not playing to just not lose, because that's what you do when you're bankrupt.
Perfect. Thank you. And Amber, what is your answer?
So the two most important things to me are really partnership and like honoring and communication. So I want to work with leaders. I believe that anything's possible, and I believe that you can resolve and work anything out in communication. So I want to work with people who are open to, because it's not always going to go well and it's not always going to be great. And there are going to be circumstances. So if you can work with people where there's dialogue and a willingness to be in communication and a real deep commitment to honoring the inherent dignity in each other, then I think you can work through anything that happens in the relationship.
Perfect, thank you. And Sarah, what is your answer?
Amber said, I believe that communication is key to everything. We need to know what our end goal is going to be, and somebody that I know will keep me on task. I'm like a squirrel sometimes. So I run around and I see all these cool stuff and there's these side tracks. So I like when I'm doing my job as a coach, we have our goal and we have our big goal. And then we have our smaller goals to get us where we're going to go. So communication is huge, not only to know where we're going to end up, but what smaller goals, you know, how small do these goals need to be? What are the stepping stones you want to reach? And then just a respect for each other. You know, we have to know that we can hold each other accountable without repercussions. You know, we need to be able to do that. And that's another part of your open line of communication. So that's so important. And to just have fun. Like, what's the point in doing anything if we aren't having fun? You know, I'm all about it. I'll crack a random joke. You know, if things are starting to get too serious, I'm like, okay, well, let's do this. And we'll relax a little bit. Because if you get too wound up, you aren't going to be able to do anything.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And Amy, what is your answer?
Yeah, so when looking to work with the leader or even partner with the leader, there's a couple things that are really important to me. One of them being integrity. And this is something that I've had to, you know, have difficult conversations with other people about, because it's like, if that comes, that's really important for me, that the leader has integrity. And also with that I can trust them, right? And that's kind of that safety piece that was mentioned. And then also, and I think that this one is overlooked oftentimes, but it's the lifestyle of the leader. Because are they just working all the time? Because that's not the life that I want. Or are they showing both sides of, you know, both fun and enjoyment and play and also the success? So that's something that I'm definitely looking to when it comes to working with or partnering with a leader.
Perfect. Thank you. And I think for me, one of the qualities that I look for in a leader, and that's something that I'm practicing, is vulnerability. Let people see the side of you that no one has seen before. Go to that dark spot of your life. Talk about that trauma. Talk about that grief. Talk about that problem. Because if they've overcome it, that's leadership. If they've overstepped that boundary, that's leadership, because they've worked through it in an authentic, integrous, honest manner. And for me, that's what matters to me the most. And now I'm going to pass it on to Izzy. Izzy, what is your answer?
My answer to that is someone who takes care of me and treats me like family, because I'm beyond a dollar sign. It's just not more. I'm more than a dollar sign. I'm a mom. I'm someone who loves the community. I'm a wife. You know, like, I feel that I've worked with people before who just like take the money, but I've never ever seen them, you know, just do a course. And I'm like, okay, well, what if I have this question and this questions? A lot of time leaders are very, very independent, but there are times when as leaders, we need support. And that's what I love. I love people who welcomes me to their home, who cooks for me, because that's exactly what I do with the people around me as well. And that's what I feel that a good leader should have. A lot of people say, okay, just you at the office. But like what Amy said, is it like just that side of them? But what if they're like really crap at home? But they get to see that this is who they are at home. This is who they are outside, them. And having that beautiful connection. So I am going to wrap up the whole thing with a power word. One power word. I know, Monica, you wanted to share something really quickly. So quickly, kind of like drop it in, darling.
I was going to drop on Amy's because she said something like the leader, if the leader's doing something that's incongruent with how that, like, she's watching what the leader's doing. Because I have a leader that I love to incorporate, and she was amazing, but she's sending emails at 5 a.m. and at 11 o'clock at night. And I felt like I had to keep up with that stuff. And I felt like if, even though she's like, no, you end at 5, I'm like, but you're not. So I think as leaders, just one droplet, we got to pay attention to what we're doing, because they will follow us. That's what a leader does. And so they will follow us for good or for bad. So stay congruent with what you're telling the people, and you got to live that way. That's all. Thank you, Amy, for inspiring that in me.
Beautiful. And she could be just probably scheduling it at that time, right? Because sometimes God knows when I click the schedule things, like, oh yeah, whatever time. And it goes, it could be that, but well, let's wrap up with one power word from each and every one of you, what it means, truly means to be a leader that you love, that has your heart, that have your trust, that if you were to go to a battle with them, to war with them, that you would go for that person and you would follow them to the battle that is life and death. So what is your one power word to that? So I'm going to start with Michelle. Go. What is your one power word?
My power word at this moment is courage. That's it. Courage.
Yay. Amy, darling, what is your one power word with a leader that you want to go to the war with and battle and win?
I would say bravery.
Bravery reminds me of Braveheart, that movie. I've never watched that movie, but I've been to the castle and it is awesome. Jen, darling, what is your one power word?
Freedom.
Freedom. Amber, what is your one power word?
Love.
Oh, love, freedom, courage, bravery. Monica, what's your power word? Drop it, darling.
Light. shine it so people light. Can see where they're going.
Beautiful. I know when I first met Monica, she's like always kicking things, you know, like kick, like light. Yeah, light and bravery and courage. It just like has that ball of energy. Deb, darling, what is your one power word?
Centered.
Oh, centered. Center first, act later, center first, ground yourself. Sarah, what is your one power word?
Inspired.
Inspired, yes, and my one power is unstoppable, no matter what. Good to get unstoppable. And let's wrap up with today, and Amy is going to take us home and set us up for abundance and rewiring. Amy is amazing at EFT or tapping. She helps me with stepping into my abundance and my wealth and the freedom. So Amy, darling, let's take the ladies home today.
Yay, I'm so excited. So give me, I can see most of you. So give me a quick hands up if you're familiar with EFT tapping or if you've heard of it before. Oh, yay, yay. Oh, you guys, you women, you're my people. Normally I ask that question and they're like, what are you talking about? Yay, okay, you're gonna make my job super easy. So we're just going to do a couple quick rounds of EFT tapping together. It's gonna be super easy. I'm gonna guide you. So tap where I tap, repeat what I say. And we're really just gonna work on, I don't have a script, by the way. It's just very divinely guided and channeled. So we're going to work on opening up success and abundance so that money, opportunities, whatever that looks like for you can just, we can kind of open ourselves up to receive that. So are you ladies ready? Are you ready to do some quick tapping with me? Awesome. Okay, so let's go ahead. Whew, and let's get, speaking of centered, Miss Deb, let's go ahead and get a little centered. So if for you, if that feels better for closing your eyes, you can absolutely do that. I'm going to close mine just for a moment and then I'll open them back up to guide you through. So just taking a moment to just center in, focusing on your breath, allowing everything that we've talked about today to just settle within. And let's go ahead and take one cleansing breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Beautiful job. Let's do that one more time. So breathing in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Beautiful. And go ahead and open your eyes if it feels good and safe to do so. I'm so excited to do this. Hopefully we're all feeling a little more centered. So let's begin by tapping on your karate chop point. It doesn't matter which side, however it feels good to you, you cannot mess this up, okay? So just tapping along, I want you to repeat back to me and say, even though there are still goals I want to achieve, I'm choosing to love and honor this journey that I'm on. Making sure you're breathing as we're tapping. And even though there are obstacles that sometimes get in my way, I'm choosing to trust and believe that I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. You ladies are doing such a fabulous job. Okay, this is the last time on our karate chop point. And even though there are times when I doubt myself, I am choosing to trust and believe that I have all the tools that I need. Fabulous job. Okay, we're gonna move to the eyebrow point, just lightly tapping. And we're just gonna say, today I'm choosing to open myself up. Side of the eye, opening up myself to receive more success. under the eye, allowing myself to feel so safe and grounded. Under the nose, I am worthy and deserving of all of my desires. Chin point, trusting and believing that my desires are meant for me. Collarbone point, because the truth is, I am so amazing. Under the arm, and I trust and believe that I can do this. Top of the head, opening up myself to be a match for more money. Eyebrow point, opening up myself to be a match for more success. Side of the eye, it is safe to me, or safe for me to receive more. Under the eye, I am worthy and deserving of everything I desire. Under the nose, more success. Chin point, more money. Collarbone point, more impact. Under the arm, I'm allowing myself to receive all of these things and more. Top of the head, today is a great day and it is my time to shine. Awesome. We'll go ahead and stop there. How are you ladies feeling after that?
That yeah, was wonderful. Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy.
Amazing.
What a beautiful thing. Thank you. I was just going to have this thing. What a beautiful way to kind of take care of each one of us and rewires and program it to us. I can already feel my nervous system is just so calm after that exercise. It's kind of have a deep, cleansing breath. And Amy is available for sessions. If any of you who are interested, just feel free to reach out to her after this. So I just wanted to say on behalf of me and my co-host here, my beautiful co-host Michelle here, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for completing the Woman Who Leads Summit and sharing your voices, sharing your message, for being there, for showing up. I know Michelle and I, we like ask quite a few things from you, but we feel that is what it takes to have this impactful thing that we want to give to other people. So thank you for making my dreams come true and Michelle's dreams coming true to be part of this group journey. And darlings, let's come off mute and let's just say wood wood and end with that. Come off mute.
Thank you. Thank you, Ish. Thank you, Michelle.
Blessings. Thank
you.
And until
thank
the next episode, everyone. This is your host, Dr. Iztihar Jamil. Tell yourself, yes, I can. And so it is done. Bye, everybody.